This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There's an idea floating around Austin, Texas. Instead of expanding the city's light rail system to get commuters around, go for gondolas, as in ski lifts, in the city. The man behind the idea is Michael McDaniel, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Howdy.
Well, it seems really futuristic, right? I mean, this is like the image from the Jetsons. I guess they didn't have wires. They were just flying around cars. But basically, that's what it is, right?
Right. Flying cars now. And essentially, it's just adapting the ski lift technology. So if you're actually thinking about navigating through urban environments, it's something where we actually don't compete for the same congested real estate that you do with lots of other mass transit systems.
So what are the cost differences if you do this as opposed to, say, laying a new subway line underground?
Well, subway lines typically run about $400 million per mile, and that's on the low end. Light rails, you know, typically start at $36 million a mile from what we found, but aerial ropeways can be put in anywhere from $3 to roughly $12 million a mile.
Wow.
So actually, when you look at it just from purely from an economical standpoint, we're talking roughly 35 miles of system for roughly $550 million.
Well, if this is such a great idea, why isn't anybody doing it?
There's actually a few places that have done it, just not necessarily in the U.S. Boulder, Colorado, and Telluride, I believe, both actually use an extension from their ski resort lines through downtown in replace of city bus lines. But outside the U.S., there's actually a few cities like Medellin, Colombia, that have actually used systems as parts of their mass transit system. Barcelona actually uses it as an extension of their subway system.
So do you think that we're going to see systems like this in Austin, in places like maybe Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles in the coming years?
Once you start looking at distances of 15 or 20 miles or more for them to cover, it ends up being one of the biggest technological barriers to them because the cars can run faster, but if you want to actually use them for several years, the average speeds ends up being about 15 miles an hour. So if you're talking about an area that's small enough and dense enough, and just from a pure economic standpoint, when you're looking at medium-sized cities that don't quite have the tax base to support, you know, such large civic projects as subway systems, it just makes a lot of economic sense.
That's Michael McDaniel, who wants to put gondolas in the city of Austin to get people around quickly. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.